This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the supposed Wi-Fi sickness to electromagnetic radiation, sickness to cell phone towers and frequencies. I think it's a load of hooey for the most part. There is a woman in the UK who believes that she is being sickened by radio waves, but she's apparently okay with watching television.
Again, I'm not going to jump down her throat about it. Whatever works for you, man.
Hey, yeah, it's her life. She can do what she wants. But I do, as you pointed out, Mark, earlier in the last hour, it does seem like these are self-created sicknesses. Psychosomatic, I think, was the word that you used for that.
Yeah, I think that a doctor that listened to her and, acted like he cared about her opinion and all those sorts of things, and then gave her a nice, big, fat, red pill to take every single day.
Would counter the effects of the radio.
Yeah, and you give her some, cock and bull story about how this big red pill, counters these effects.
Right.
And,
makes
this,
you immune.
Whatever it is. Then, by the way, red pills are more effective than blue pills.
For placebos.
Yeah.
There's a study on this.
Wow. Before or after the Matrix?
Yeah. I don't know. And I don't know what the relationship is. I think it was before. And
that makes
also,
it an interesting part of the movie, though.
Expensive pills are more effective than cheap ones.
Oh, yeah. That's true for a lot of things. People have a desire to get the value in whatever they purchase.
Yeah.
Right. So is there a little more to this story?
Yeah, I just wanted
to get back to the phones.
Yeah, I wanted to get this out and so we can wrap it. So you said give her the big red pill. Scientists say 4% of people worldwide are suffering from EMF sensitivity, and that's probably an underestimation. So there's a very small percentage of people out there that maybe a placebo
scientists
works.
Say that.
According to the article.
Yeah.
Scientists.
Who wrote
say,
the article again?
This is from the sun.co.uk.
Okay.
Well, just because scientists are saying people are suffering doesn't mean they're suffering because of the radiation. They're just suffering, which may have been brought on by their own belief system about the radiation.
But it's 4% of people that have this belief system then. Which,
that's surprising, because you would think we would know more of them in real life. I did know somebody who used to live in Keene who was of the belief that radiation from like the power lines and radio transmitters and things like that was affecting him, and he did indeed have some sort of a meter that he would use to kind of check every room.
There you go.
In the house before he would decide in which room that he would like sleep, basically. So
it's nice to have a choice on which rooms you're going to sleep in.
Yeah. I didn't live with the guy, but I knew who he was, and I won't say anything more than that. Great guy, otherwise, really nice gentleman, and miss him. He moved to Manchester.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Do I know of that?
I don't know. I'm not going to say on the air.
Okay.
Just to protect, just because it's none of anybody's business. The toll-free number here is 855.
I haven't heard this story, so Ian has actually been very effective in protecting.
855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Olivia on the line. She's in Arizona watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Olivia.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. Hey, Richie Rich.
Welcome.
Unfortunately, I happen to know I'm a close relative to somebody who's like the lady you've been talking about in the story. It's not a very fun experience to live with. No Wi-Fi. Like you said, aluminum foil on the wall.
Oh, man.
Has one of those silver-lined jackets to wear.
Oh! It's not just radiating your heat back in on you. It protects you.
Interesting.
Right, right.
Vital organs are protected.
Right.
So do you believe it to be a real thing then, or do you think that this person is also suffering from some sort of delusion?
I believe it's a delusion, and I'll tell you why. When they would come over to my house, when I had a house, you could flip the Wi-Fi on, they wouldn't know. It was off, they'd start claiming they had symptoms. Did I turn it on? And also, not only that, but they have this control factor where they have to control everything, and I think it's just a way of them controlling. You can't use the cell phone around them. You can't have the Wi-Fi. And also, they've always had delusional parasitosis. They've always complained they have worms running around in their skin, mites biting them. And so they're constantly doing, like, detoxes and cleanses, drink tiny amounts of turpentine. It never gets better. So I seriously think the person drawn to this, there's some mental issues that they won't face.
Now, I'll say this. If you're putting... you know, tinfoil on the walls and wearing, you know, garments that have some shiny stuff on them, that shouldn't be affecting your life, right? So, I mean, there are things that one can do to treat one's psychosomatic illness, and it doesn't, mostly, it wouldn't change your life.
It's you just mean sort the of other the, person?
Right. It's just sort of the Wi-Fi issue,
well, but
right?
it can, because if they're asking you to do more, right, if you need to help them with more things because they can't leave their house, even though they're fully capable of walking and leaving their house, they can't leave the house because they're afraid of the signals. They've got to be inside their, you know, their cage, their Faraday cage. So now you've got to go out and get the mail for them. Now you've got to go out and shop for them. Now you got to go out and do, you know, run errands for them.
I am happy to run errands for somebody who's going to say make dinner,
or pay.
Right, you're going to make dinner and wash the dishes. I'll be happy to go out and get the mail and do the shopping.
So, Olivia, was there more to your experience you wanted to share about this?
I don't know. It's pretty inconvenient to be around this person. Not
when did this start for this person?
Oh gosh. It had to have started like 10 years ago. They got rid of their microwave. Just going over to their house is so inconvenient because everything, you can't microwave food. You can't, they don't want your cell phone around them. They make you put your cell phone at the other end of the house. I mean, it's bonkers. Mm-hmm.
Does it put a strain on the relationship? Like, do you find yourself frequently that
you
person?
You need to go dark bag. Just bring the thing,
yeah,
slide it right in.
There you go. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to not associate with this person just because it sounds pretty crazy to me. I mean, and not only that, but they're just so uppity about it. You know, they try to get me to do the same things all the time. You're going to get cancer.
Right. Oh, you don't want to be ill. You've got to do what I'm doing.
I've met a few people who don't like microwaves, and...
Well, they kind of suck at heating food up.
Right. I mean, I would rather have my food heated up in some manner that is not a microwave, basically. I don't like the way it heats up food, and since a microwave is really only good for heating up food, I don't like microwaves particularly. Mm-hmm. I will take my coffee and put it in the microwave, but it doesn't taste as good as brewing coffee. Taking old coffee, mm-hmm. popping it in, you know, it's always just not as good. So
I could
live without a microwave.
I use mine plenty. But Olivia, you know, have you seen Better Call Saul? Because you're describing this television show to a T. The character that they wrote in the show, the brother of the main character in the show, is I'm spacing on the guy's name, the actor who plays him. But anyway, classic, like, you know, comedic actor. He was. I forget his name. I'll get it later. But anyway, he plays the role brilliantly, and so the character in the show, who is his brother, who's not the sick one, has to put his cell phone and his watch and, you know, whatever electronic devices he has in the mailbox outside of the house before he's allowed to come in. And there's, you know, the aluminum foil or whatever is on the walls. And
I mean, there's something on the walls here. It doesn't make a difference in my life whether it is aluminum foil or paint, you know?
So. Yeah, but one of them looks crazy.
So what?
And one of them is crazy. Hey, Olivia, thanks for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. And, yeah.
I have aluminum foil that surrounds the house that I built.
Really?
Yeah, well, there's certain types of insulation.
Okay.
There's 2-inch insulation that has foil on the inside and outside between the, it's the non-waterproof insulation. So you don't use that. You use this above the basement. And
I would say the difference is the purpose that you're using it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But in this case, the house is a giant Faraday cage, I guess. Okay. No, it wouldn't be because I use my cell phone and there's plenty of windows, I guess.
Because, like, aluminum foil has a use, right? It's just when they're
sure,
when they use it
potatoes.
Sure. when they use it to protect their entire house because they fear the radio, you know, the radio waves, the radiation coming in, as opposed to this makes a great, you know, tool for insulation. I think that would be the difference there.
Mm-hmm.
okay, Michael McKean. That's the actor's
name. I don't know who that is.
We'll continue here in a moment. You can share your thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And that's where you can get on and sound almost like you are sitting in the studio with us. We've got more on the way with your calls. Welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now as I speak by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped with a small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. What do you want to talk about? The psychosomatic illness. I'm going to put air quotes around that. Of being
hysteria.
Sick. Be- because of Wi-Fi or cell phone signals or electricity in general, you're certainly welcome to weigh in on this. Plus, on the way, of course, your calls and thoughts. We've got a few lined up, so we're going to get right back to those in just a moment. But first,
good nutrition is the key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time is a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. Balance of Nature has the solution. With just 3 Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of nutrition. Kind of like eating a potluck at a Quaker meeting, like I did today. For a limited time, lots of fruits and vegetables there. And beans. Huge bases of beans, lentils everywhere. For a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use discount code FTL. Balanceofnature.com, coupon code FTL.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll start with Dan. He's in Virginia, listening on the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey guys, a CPS question.
CPS? What does that stand for?
Child Protection Services.
That would be Child Protection Services.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. I'm just a nice guy who doesn't think like a criminal.
All right.
But I've got a brother-in-law that does.
And is he also a nice guy?
No. Okay. No. You have to. He's very beguiling, quite the salesman. But anyway, I've got a problem. And I'm innocent of it, and my lawyer is probably going to take care of this problem this week. But here's the question. I had a problem. I had to eject him from my house, not physically, but tell him he must leave, and I had to raise my voice. No foul language here.
Right. There's really no way to get anybody to leave your house without raising your voice. I don't think you can just say, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
That's exactly right.
You have to raise your voice.
I've asked someone to leave without raising my voice.
Okay. I just don't think that most
depends
people...
Depends how belligerent they
you
get.
You just have to be authoritative about it.
Yeah, I think...
You're right. Both of you are correct. Yeah. Well, anyway, so I got him out, and he was trying to interlope on my 2 children. One was being difficult, my son, and he was the topic. But after all of this, of course, my son deleted him from his phone, his Facebook, and my daughter, the teenage kids, the same thing. And now they're on my side and in my camp. Mm-hmm. I'm a single father who lost their mother a couple of years ago after about 25 years of marriage. But anyway, the bottom line is this. Here's the question. Now, I'm in Virginia, and I guess each you know, state's different. I'm educated, but I'm not a lawyer. Lawyers can also be difficult to talk to because they don't answer direct questions. Even if you've got cash money in front of you, please, I'll give you this money. Please answer this question. Well, we got to research it. But anyway.
It depends.
A lot of times it does. The fact is that it does depend, but yes.
All right. So what's the question?
Well, here's the question. That night, in the process of going through this problem of getting rid of this guy who was really doing damage, and I wanted him to leave, and he finally did leave, but he ended up calling the cops, bringing them to the house, and giving a false story about me assaulting him. I never touched him, never threatened him, never done that. I don't think I've gotten in a fight since the 9th grade, and I'm in my late 50s. Anyway, so I go... I don't know what this means. So at about 6:00 in the morning, 2 nice police officers come down the street. They park the street
in the morning?
Down the street. And well, they came up the following morning and they issued me a summons and I have to appear before a judge on the 17th of next month because I apparently assaulted him and they're going to arraign me.
Sure.
And then the following day, the same day, that morning, the following morning, My crazy brother-in-law shows up at my son's school, and he puts on the crying act that he's worried about my kids. There's nothing going on with my kids. I'm not an abusive person. I'm a doting father. This guy actually has problems. He's got money problems. He's got issues going on in his life. Everybody knows it. But anyway, he's looking at me thinking, hey, this guy's got money or whatever.
Right.
I don't know what it is. But the bottom line is that he's sitting in my son's school, and he pulls in the guidance counselor, which is the first line of defense in the school system, public government schools, guys.
Yeah.
I know. And then you've got the principal there, and this is like a charter school here. There's not a regular high school with like 2,000 kids. This is like 50 kids.
Right, handful of them.
They have the meeting. He does his crying spell. This guy's in his mid-40s, like
right.
280 anyway. And he's sitting there doing some crying, fake crying spell. I find out about it later that day. Nobody tells me what happened. Nobody tells me that my son got pulled into that meeting and got intimidated to say certain things about what occurred the night before. And then I find out about it later when they're trying to keep it quiet.
Yes, they should not have had that meeting with your child without you. So they've really stepped in it.
The school did.
The school should not have put on a meeting with your son, with someone else, and school administrators without you involved. You are the parent and guardian, and they've, in my opinion, messed up.
Well, here's the difficulty then. If there was a situation at home,
right.
How do you go about it if you're trying not to involve the guilty parent?
That you can talk to the teacher can talk to the kid directly because, you know, the father has given access to the teacher, but he hasn't given access to this brother-in-law fella. The problem is the brother-in-law being in the meeting with the son and putting pressure on him to say this thing occurred or that thing occurred. And, you know, maybe some things occurred, whatever they are, but the brother-in-law is, you know, in his 40s and able to twist the situation to look like this thing happened. Is it true that your father asked me to leave? Well, yeah, but, I mean, he didn't physically force you out of the house.
Well, wait a minute. What was it that they got your son to say that you allegedly did to this brother-in-law?
Well, I still don't have all the details because my son, he's honest with me, 16, which is actually good now because he's not 17 in Virginia. I think there's some magic number there. But he made comments. My son told him the truth, and while backing up, while that man called the police the night before, I got wind of what he was saying, which were all untruths. My son kept trying to correct him while he was talking to the officer on the phone, going, "My dad didn't hit me. My dad didn't do that. My dad's not a dangerous person, but he's the adult. They listen to him and ignore the kid."
So to arraign you, they would have had to have something. I mean, you know, there's a charge, and it seems like a long time in the future. They should look at your knuckles, right? Like if they're investigating an assault, like let's take some pictures of your knuckles today. Is the first thing I would do. Is it's like, look, the police didn't even go so far as to take pictures of my knuckles. Here's what my hands look like. People that assault people usually have cuts in their hands. I hope you don't work with your hands for a living.
I don't.
But you've been charged with assault, not battery.
I've been I think they call it assault and battery here. I mean, whatever. Okay. And the only thing that I can think of that occurred then where there could have been the he said, she said, now I know what happened, and I'm being honest.
Hang on one moment here, Dan. We'll continue here in moments. If your kids are on your side, I think you're going to come out okay out of all this, but more coming up. If you want to share your thoughts, you can.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. top House Democrats talk about impeachment at a Saturday event held by the Texas Tribune.
Following the recent announcement of a formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump and a phone call he had with the Ukrainian president in July, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called the proceedings a somber affair.
This is very bad news for our country because if it is as it seems to be, our president engaged in something that's so far beyond what our founders had in mind. They knew that some president might go beyond what the Constitution intended, and they put guardrails there. This goes beyond any guardrails.
And speaking at that event in Austin, Pelosi also said that public opinion is now on the side of the impeachment inquiry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free to join us here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. What do you do when a family member, in this case a brother-in-law, makes an accusation against you while you were trying to kick him out of your home, not physically, but you know, trying to get this guy to leave. He accuses you of assault, goes to the police, files a report. They charge you with assault. What do you do in a situation like this?
That's and involve your children.
And right. The kids were there, though, which actually means that they, in his case, I think, we'll get back to Dan here in just a moment, are going to be witnesses on his side, presumably, even though they tried to intimidate his son while at school and get him to testify against his own father. That's the story thus far. We'll continue it. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio here tonight, and also want to make sure that you know about our website over at freetalklive.com. We have a bunch of great features there, including our email list. You can sign up by scrolling to the email sign-up box on our site. During our live show, you have to go all the way down to the bottom of the page or just click into the main page on the site. You'll see it there toward the center of the page. The email sign-up box will send you an email usually once a week to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Just go to freetalklive.com to do that. As we go to your calls, back to Dan in Williamsburg, Virginia. So you kick your brother-in-law out of the house.
And wait, what was the sin that he committed that got him kicked out of the house?
He and I were discussing a problem I was having, which hopefully is now something that is manageable, where my son was being difficult and saying some foul things, and I you know, I was talking with him about what was going on with my son, and I tried to get him to kind of help my son separate from me, a third party in the family, usually friendly to these situations, has his own kids, blah, blah, blah. And I said, try to encourage my son to think, don't cuss at your dad. Don't do things that appear to be threatening to you or to my dad, to your dad, or to anybody that's an authority. Don't behave that way. Just encourage him to work with whoever it is and try to be more, compliant to things that we need to do to keep friends. Cause he's got a sister. We're going through, been trying to get the children to go into counseling for, you know, just grief counseling, nothing major, no shrink situations, just normal things where they can go in a separate group and talk. Try to get kids to think like that. It's been a little bit of a difficult time, but now they're there. But he decided that he was going to kind of go along with my son and kind of agree with him. And it ended up, I looked at him and I said, look, we've already talked about this. I let you come here to discuss this with me and then go and talk to him. I need some help here. And then he got indignant with me and began to start calling me names, telling me that he was the man and I needed to handle my, you don't know how to handle a boy, and all these crazy masculine comments that were threatening to me because he's an imposing 260-70 pound guy.
Whoa. Okay.
And he's a bouncer sometimes in some of the clubs down at the beach. And so he can be imposing. And so I'm standing there in my house. I got this big guy starting to raise his voice at me because I called him on something that he shouldn't have been saying to me. I didn't say anything nasty to him. I said, well, look, this is not going to work out. Let's just not worry about it tonight. You go ahead and leave. The kids will be here with me. He was trying to take the children with him to his house. And I said, no way. And I walked outside and he came over towards me after I think he called the cops and he kind of looked at me and said, he kind of got up close to me and I thought, wow, this guy is like getting close to me. And I looked at him and I just said something to him. I said, I don't understand what's going on here, but you need to leave. And he kind of looked over at me and he kind of made a comment to me about money. And that was the first time my naive brain considered maybe, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay? I got Wi-Fi everywhere and I enjoy it. But anyway, but the point is here, guys, is that he made a comment that had something to do with money, like he was going to come after me. And I was shocked that he did that.
Now, just to clarify something, you said your son is 16. That's one of the reasons why he's acting out, and, you know, his mother unfortunately passed away early.
Yeah.
But just to be clear, are you pretty sure that when it comes down to your son testifying in this circumstance, he's going to side with you and not with the brother-in-law?
100%, of
All right.
course.
Then I don't think there's that much to worry
honest.
About here.
Yeah,
I don't think that.
Well, the only other question, not to keep you guys, you can move on with your calls tonight. I always listen to your show. The other question is this, because that was the first one talking about my son being in a situation at school, me knowing nothing. You've answered that. The other question is, I get home that evening after the incident with the brother-in-law at the school. That night, I'm gone running errands and stuff. I come back. My daughter, who's only 2 years younger than my son, 15, smartest kid, wonderful heart, just a big heart, terrific young lady, sitting there in the house. I thought she was laughing. I open her door, come into her bedroom, and I look at her. She has tears from her eyes all the way down her chin and down onto her neck, onto her shirt, crying because she's on the phone with both that guy and his wife. They're trying to convince her to go against me, and I don't understand in Virginia why I can't get them to put a restraining order on their uncle, and they say I can't do it. They've got to want to do it. And my lawyer said it. And a bunch of other people told
in most places, and I'm not an attorney, okay, so this isn't legal advice, but in most places, if you give somebody notice, hey, you're not allowed to call this phone number anymore.
But people don't have home phones anymore. So my question would be, can I call the 15-year-old daughter?
Who pays for the bill?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
is it your phone that you've given her that she's on? Is she on?
Technically, I pay the phone bill.
It's his phone.
Does it have her name? Your name on the line?
My name is on the phone, but she uses it as her number.
Yeah. So you tell somebody, hey, you're not allowed to call me anymore. And as long as you've given them that notice, if they call you again, that's criminal harassment. In most places. So you put that person on notice, and if you want, you know, write it up, send it out, send it to the person's address, have some sort of, you know, certified copy that this has been delivered, and then you let him know he's not allowed to call that number anymore and that he's not welcome on your property anymore. That's the same thing as giving somebody notice of, you know, trespass, right?
Yeah.
Like, look, you come on my property, you're going to be we will consider this to be criminal trespassing, and then you just leave it there. This hopefully will shake out in court for you, Dan. It may end up being costly with having to hire attorneys and go through whatever, you know, testimony, which will be stressful and awful.
The world's full of crazy people, though, and I think what the guy saw was, you know, somebody in a weakened position.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, like this guy, apparently had some debts and that sort of thing, you see somebody in a weakened position, maybe you can do some extortion, and this sort of thing does happen.
Is he your brother-in-law because he married your sister?
I think that's the case, but I gotta move on here. Oh, we got other folks here. Thank you, Dan, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Let's go to Robert is in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Hello, Robert.
Hello, sir. Howard. It's nice to speak with you. Thank you
Welcome.
For taking my call.
Thanks. You're here. Go ahead.
Yes. With regard to electromagnetic radiation, electromagnetic radiation, the possible danger associated with it is really a function of the length of time, the distance, and the electric effect of radiated power.
Yep.
And, in Germany, where I lived until I moved here to look after my mom, they said in Germany you should never actually hold a cell phone right up to your ear. They said keep it at least 5 centimeters away.
Or get Bluetooth and put it directly into your ear hole.
Right.
Well, hold on.
Who does that?
Bluetooth is different because it first of all it operates on a light frequency as far as I remember, maybe close to that anyhow. And the other thing is the Bluetooth would have much less power because
it is a lower power. That much is true.
Yeah.
Well, I love to use this example. Ian and I used to work at a radio station together that had a very tall tower right out back. I mean, it wasn't 50
feet.
Yeah,
but we weren't working right next to the antenna, which is his point. The idea is you don't put the transmitter or the antenna right next to your head.
Yeah, this thing broadcasts a hell of a lot larger.
More power, that's true.
Yeah.
But, anyway, there's more coming up here. We can continue in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Moments remain. Enough time for you if you're on the line right now. If you're not, you probably shouldn't bother because we're loaded up with your calls. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
But when you do want to bother in the future, I'd rather you call us on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Yeah, it does take a little
bit. And do it in the first hour.
or the second. But yeah, it does take a little bit of hoop jumping to get onto Discord. You do have to, I recommend, download their app. They're available for your phone or your computer, your laptop. Download the app for your operating system. Create your account on the Discord system, and then you just have to click onto our server by going to discord.lrn.fm in your browser, and then it'll automatically pop you right in to our Discord server, where you can then join one of the on-air call-in line rooms. But once you do all those steps, you don't have to do them again the next time you call in. Then you just join the room, and you're in. So it's like two clicks and you're done.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And you'll sound really good, almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Richie has his own show. It's the Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
Yes, and it is a once-a-week podcast, you and your co-host.
Right, and this week, I'm going to say this real quick just to get this in. We had Ken Schoolin,
the author.
Adventures of Jonathan Gullible, wanted to join us, so we let him on to discuss, immigration was his topic of choice.
Cool.
So if you want to hear Ken's positions on immigration, take a look at that show.
And he's an old buddy of yours from Hawaii, right?
He is. Well, and he's the Adventures of Jonathan Gullible is like the impetus for the Philosophy of Liberty YouTube video that floats around libertarian communities.
Yeah, it's a great one. Classic.
And his book just got translated into a new language, which is another thing he wanted to mention. So
very cool.
He was on talking about that as well.
Anarchistexperience.com. Go check out more of Richie there as we go back to Robert in South Carolina. He's saying that, I don't know, Robert, are you saying you recommend that people hold their cell phone 5 centimeters or the German government recommends that?
The Bundespost Telecom came up with that years ago.
Do you follow the recommendation?
Oh, I always do, yes.
Really?
You just got to put it on speakerphone.
Yes, Germans tendentially follow the recommendations of government and that kind of thing. They do. Germans
so are you saying you're talking with the phone held 5 centimeters away from your ear right now?
I'm not using a cell phone. I'm using a home phone that's connected to a black box that then continues on to a nearby tower. But the phone that I'm on is actually a home phone.
Okay. That's why you sound as good as you do, because you don't sound like you're on a cell phone.
Yeah, I generally use a Bluetooth, and I would prefer never to have to put the phone against my face.
But that's
I just
not
don't
why.
Like it.
Yeah, you're not doing it because of the radiation.
No. I mean,
I'd rather have my hands free, right?
Yeah, but it just doesn't annoy me. I'm tired of holding this thing next to my face.
Yeah.
I don't like the feeling of it there. It doesn't feel as good as a regular phone.
It's not contoured to your face like it used to be. It's just
that plastic.
I don't like
it.
Yeah, I like the Bluetooth because if I'm on the phone, I want to be able to, like if I'm calling a radio station, I want to be able to take notes about the things that they're saying, and having both hands free is a lot easier than holding the phone in one hand and typing with the other.
I used to have wired headsets, but the darn things break so quickly. And, you know, maybe they're only $10 a piece compared to the $60 for the Bluetooth headset or whatever, but the Bluetooth is always working.
Yeah. Easier at the gym, too. You don't have to worry about a wire connected to it.
Hey, thank you for the call tonight, Robert. Yeah, I wasn't into the Bluetooth headsets. I used to prefer the wire just because of the reliability, but I always ended up, like, leaving the phone in my pocket with the wire kind of coming up to my head and then forgetting it was there and then sitting on it and snapping the cable. I ended up going through like two or three different pairs of headphones, the wired headphones, within a few months. And so I figured, all right, the Bluetooth headphones aren't that expensive. Of course, I've been through like three pair of those anyway, just because there's problems with them too.
But the wire only hangs down to your neck, so you're not, you know, less likely to get it caught on things.
Yeah, I have to say, I have been converted to the Bluetooth headphones for the most part, although I do still have a pair of wired headphones as backups.
Same here, in my bag.
So we continue here.
You wear the kind that goes around your neck. I have the Plotronics Legend.
You've got all the in-ear thing, right? Yours is all in-ear, basically?
Yeah.
Let's go. How long does the charge last on those?
6 hours.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's what it says when you put it on your ear. It seems like it doesn't last as long.
Probably not, yeah. It's probably 6 hours, not all talk time, right? It's like 6 hours of
it says
on and off.
Talk time.
Oh, really?
7 hours. Yeah, so, you know, I'm getting lied to by real people and electronic people. All kinds of people lie.
Under test conditions in the lab.
You're probably lying to me now, too.
Go to Douglas. He's an Iowa show, you know. It's not that hard to listen. It's not hard to follow these rules. You've got four nights a week you can call in, and this is not one of them because Mark's on.
I'm on 4 nights a week.
You are? I thought it was three. All right, let's go to Ron. You're right. You're okay, so you got 3 nights a week you can call in. Let's go to Ron.
Let this lunatic call in.
San Francisco, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm curious as to what the knowledge base is on these vaping products, those that are used for nicotine, cannabis, and for vitamins.
I have never heard of vitamins being vaped. Is that a thing?
I've never heard of that either.
Nor I.
Well, it happens to be, if you look it up, you'll see vitamin B12 is being used in other vitamins. And in fact, the thing is...
Because chewing a Flintstone is too high.
I hear the problem with the marijuana ones is that somebody puts some vitamin E in it, and that's what's killing people.
Yeah, that's a shocker. Well, but yeah, apparently vitamin
I'm not sure. I want a question. If you're saying that's a matter of fact, the constituents that are in the liquid in the electronic nicotine delivery systems, or just delivery systems electronic, those have been known to be carcinogens. And what the group, I'm not quite sure the name, is it Altera or the investment company that gave $12 billion to Juul?
Altria, you're right.
Yeah,
this company that owns
I have a visual problem, so I don't see things clearly.
It's okay. It's a cigarette company. It's a cigarette manufacturer.
Right. Philip Morris or whomever, right?
It's one of them.
Right. They gave this money to Juul. Now, Juul, in their stock statement, was read to me some last year when they were promoting the fact that they gave this $12 billion. They admitted that they understood that there were toxicants in the product. Did they have a risk factor to know how many kids would be or adults would be affected when they sold it as basically sweet drinks flavors? Because the company way back when in the 60s, they had Tang and they had a couple of other sugared flavored drinks. So I guess when they gave the $12 billion, they already knew how well Juul could market. And in that marketing, they said in their investment plan at Altria, they said that the geniuses of Silicon Valley in marketing helped establish the market that they obtained. And the market they obtained, obviously, is, you know, almost a third, at least a quarter of all the mid and high school students in use of the product.
They're not allowed to buy the product, though?
Look, did you ever if you did ever smoked, or did you know people who smoked? Did they smoke waiting to be 18 to buy the
product?
No.
Well, and also,
I certainly didn't.
I'm pretty sure that the numbers that they're talking about with a quarter of teenagers or whatever, young people. Well, wasn't that the truth with cigarettes back in the day? Wasn't it like
absolutely.
One out of four?
And reefer
madness. Right. Absolutely.
So this
except
is an
when
improvement.
You sell sugar-flavored products, basically sweet
but
products.
But it hasn't gone up. Okay, the amount of usage of nicotine hasn't gone up over time. It's gone down generally over time because of the education that has been going on for decades now, especially targeted towards young people. I feel like it was at least one out of four when I was growing up that were, and I'm sure we could go and pull up statistics from the 90s or the 80s or the aughts or whatever to see, you know, what they were. What was it before vapes came out? This guy's saying here that all these sweet, sugary flavors, that's what's attracting all these kids.
It's also attracting adults, though.
Yeah, it's attracting adults, but I'm saying it's not attracting any more, I don't think, young people than cigarettes were attracting them back in the 80s, 90s, and 70s. So, anyway, thank you for the call tonight, Ron. I definitely appreciate it. I wouldn't really... I don't think...
If you go to a bar, the chances are good that they have a whole array of sweet drinks
sure.
as delivery systems for alcohol. If you've ever had a shot of scotch, you'll understand that it's not the greatest experience in the world. Sorry to the scotch drinkers out there. I understand that you have your preferences. But, you know, most people who are drinking liquor are drinking it... and I'm talking about distilled liquor, they're drinking it in some kind of delivery system with sugar.
Or with a chaser.
I don't think anybody does chasers.
Really? By the way, the caller was right. Apparently, there is a thing called vitamin vape. To
start
deliver,
young.
To deliver B12 to
so
people.
So that it appears as though the problems with vaping largely come from black market marijuana look, you know, in
the
THC vape stuff.
The deaths
not,
so far are yeah. from that.
Right. And I'm not claiming, I would not claim that it's
so
a good idea
kill.
To...
well, the altered marijuana that's not actual marijuana
right.
being manufactured by who God knows who in the black marketplace.
Right. The best way to keep your lungs healthy is to not inhale bad things for them.
True.
And, you know, the best thing to do is get yourself some clean mountain air and keep... inhaling that all the time. But, sorry, there's all kinds... I mean, real life means that there's all kinds of stuff. You know, there's particulate matter coming from exhausts and those kind of things. And, well, you know, I don't recommend vaping, but I think that it's probably, just a guess, better for you than smoking cigarettes.
If we did not get to you tonight, apologies. You can always call tomorrow night. Start earlier. We start at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. You can join us then online in the meantime over on our website at freetalklive.com. And don't forget our Discord, discord.lrn.fm.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.